This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Ballots will soon be arriving in mailboxes for the August primary election. And in Pierce County, voters will begin the process of choosing a replacement for Sheriff Paul Pastor. He's retiring. Four people are running for the job, and voters will determine which two advance to the general election in November. Of course, whoever leads the department will be doing so as it faces enormous scrutiny following protests over racism and police brutality. KNKX's Kari Plogue has been talking with the candidates. And Kari, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the primary ballot this August. Why is this race so important?
So this race is coming at a really interesting time, not only because of the climate that we're dealing with on a national and regional level, but also locally. This is the first time that there's been a new sheriff elected in Pierce County in two decades. They're also electing a new sheriff at a time when the department itself is under a lot of scrutiny.
Right, because the Pierce County Sheriff's Department's role in investigating the Manuel Ellis case and the Tacoma Police Department.
Correct, yeah. And they're actually the center of a controversy kind of at the state level now, where the Attorney General has called them out in violating a new accountability measure that was passed by voters in 2018.
Let's come back to that case in a minute. I want to lay the groundwork for the four candidates who are running so we can kind of meet them. Two work at the sheriff's office right now, and two are coming from outside. Let's start with the insiders.
Sure. So the most visible insider is Ed Troyer, who's currently the media relations officer for the sheriff's department. He's been serving in that role for the last 19 years alongside Paul Pastor. So he's been the most visible within the department. And then the other insider is Cindy Fajardo. And she's actually served 32 of her 36 years in law enforcement on the streets in Pierce County in different divisions, and most recently as the community liaison officer.
And then there are two who are not part of the sheriff's office right now. Who are they?
So the first outsider is sort of wearing it on its sleeve, and that's Doug Richardson, who's the chair of the Pierce County Council. He's a longtime politician and an army man who spent three decades leading troops. And then the other outsider is Darren Harris. So he is a civilian police officer. He works for the Department of Defense, and he's got kind of a mixed background. He served several years in the police department in Detroit and also was an EMT and a firefighter.
As we mentioned earlier, there's lots of pressure on the Pierce County Sheriff's Department in particular because of the Manuel Ellis case. He was killed in the custody of Tacoma police. The sheriff's office was going to investigate, but then that has since moved to the state level. But this is also a moment, Kari, where law enforcement in general is facing so much scrutiny. And I know you've been talking about that with each of the four candidates. So I'm wondering if we can just kind of spend a few moments walking through some of what they have to say and listen a little to each of them about how they're positioning themselves. Can we start with Ed Troyer?
Ed Troyer talked a lot about some of the similarities between what police officers see as an outsized role that they're now taking on and some of these calls from activists to defund police departments. So he recognizes the legitimate concerns that police officers are doing too much and they need to scale back.
We need alternatives to arrest. We don't need to keep nearly as many people in jail as that we do now. But the alternatives to arrest have to mean something. There has to be some treatment. There has to be some accountability.
So that's Ed Troyer. What about Cindy Fajardo?
Sure. So Cindy's main goal is actually diversifying the racial makeup within the ranks of the department. She says that the only way that the department can gain any kind of credibility within the community it serves is if it reflects and looks like the community it serves. And part of that is looking at the hiring practices and seeing what's keeping them from being able to attract and retain these officers.
Is there something in our process that automatically eliminates them? Or is it that they have a fear of the job because of some experience they had or a family member had?
So Cindy Fajardo and Ed Troyer, they're both of them currently working for the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. The two candidates who are not working for the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, what are they saying about this kind of moment in policing? Starting with Doug Richardson.
He says that his uniform every day is going to be a suit and tie, and he's very much an army man. He talks like a polished politician, and his role is really going to be going in as a CEO figure and figuring out what's working and what's not.
Most critically, it is so important to establish the correct command climate in the department to make sure that we're operating as efficiently and appropriately as we should.
And Darren Harris, who comes from this background, including the Detroit Police Department, what is he saying?
Sure. So Darren Harris identifies as Black. He's biracial. His mother is white and his dad was Black. He grew up in a predominantly white suburb of Detroit and actually spent several years working in the city of Detroit's police department, which was a predominantly white department. But he said that at the time that he was hired in Detroit, he got to see what happens when a police department makes a conscious decision to change its hiring practices and the effect that has on the community.
The community makes your department work 100%. If you have community involvement, then you have a good police department that serves the community. Over the years, I've learned that if you don't have a good relationship with the community, then your department, in a sense, is null and void.
So the voice of Darren Harris there, along with, we heard before him, Doug Richardson, Cindy Fajardo, and Ed Troyer, all of them running for the Pierce County Sheriff. Primary election day coming up, Kari?
Yeah, so ballots should be going out soon, and election day is August 4th.
And of course, a primary election, so voters are choosing two people to advance to November. Kari, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
KNKX's Kari Ploeg, and she has reported a detailed story on our website, knkx.org.